Friday, Upwards on WBCB. Each week we get together and take a look at some health and wellness topics, focus in on consumer protection stuff, and talk about some of the organizations making a difference for our friends and neighbors. This week, we are jam-packed with some great guests, as earlier this week, we were out at Commonwealth National to support the BCWSA golf outing. And so that got us hooked in with a couple of great guests, and we'll talk to them in a bit. Hopefully we'll be checking in with our consumer protection guy, Mike Bannon, on future shows. And Maureen Solomon also will take a rain check today. She typically checks in with us and gives us great information about a variety of fitness topics. But today, kind of getting back to the origin of this Upwards thing on WBCB, where our intent was to talk with 501c3 organizations, charities, nonprofits that are working within our neighborhoods and communities to provide that safety network and help our friends and neighbors and all that good stuff happening right here in our community. Like, to highlight that and talk about the good things happening throughout the area. And so today we do get to check in with some fundraising and charitable stuff and highlight the Bristol Borough Community Action Group and the Bucks County Opportunity Council. Those were the two groups benefiting from the golf happening at Commonwealth National earlier this week, and WBCB was proud to be there and check in with some of the folks. And so, yeah, we're joined by some representatives from BCWSA providing clean water and safe and reliable sewer service. And we got a couple of people from the Bucks County Opportunity Council checking in, and also from the Phillies, our fun and games buddy, the director of fun and games for the Philadelphia Phillies and the host of the Insiders and the Bull Session here on BCB. John Brazier was out there, and he chimes in a little bit about Phillies charities. All right, so let's get to it as we go back earlier this week to Commonwealth National and, some charity golf. Upwards on WBCB. Wow, they've given me the hall pass today, and I am at Commonwealth National Golf Club as part of the BCWSA golf outing, which is wonderful, and joined by intern Paige Walsh. Paige, what's up?
Hi, thank you so much for having me, the Bucks County Water and Sewer here, for our annual 22nd golf outing.
Well, it has been kind of a tradition now at WBCB that we visit the BCWSA golf outing. Years ago, you guys had it at the Makefield Highlands golf course, I think, correct? And now here at Commonwealth National, which seems like a little bit of an upgrade. This is a beautiful. And you guys got a great day today. It's a little warm out there.
It is a little warm. It's a beautiful day out. It's a little steamy for everyone out there, but we have fans, we have water, we are all set. And thank you to Commonwealth for having us. Yeah. It is so exciting to be here, and it's such a beautiful course.
All right, all the golfers out there, they need to stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated,
and you guys are hooking them up. There's water here, water there. This behind us, there's some food and everything. Everybody about to have lunch right now before they head out on the course. Is that the...
Yes, and everyone's ready. Everyone's going to have a shotgun start at 12:30 about, and everyone's so excited. It truly is such a great day, and especially with beneficiary charities such as the Bucks County Opportunity Council, which will be here, and the Bristol Borough Community Action Group, who we are also beneficiary, and possibly the Legacy of Life Foundation.
Well, each year, BCWSA selects some different charities to help support, and over the life of this event, you guys have raised quite a bit of money. What are the expectations around this year's event as far as the amount of fundraising that is going to be going on?
Yes, with 39 charities overall throughout the 22 years, we have raised a substantial amount of money with $763,000, and we are so confident this year will reach over 800,000.
Oh, that is great. And the 39 different charities, you guys have supported all different worthy causes. As Paige was saying today, it's the Bristol Borough Community Action Group, and they have a great WBCB connection, which we'll touch on in a little bit. Oh, John Brazier from the Phillies is here, which is great. And, you know, I got to send an apology from Tommy Green, who is a big part of BCWSA. They're spokesperson on WBCB,
yes.
But he was, I think he's in New York City.
Amazing.
As part of the Phillies fan trip. They went up to the Big Apple to support the Phillies, who were playing the Yankees over these past,
yes,
over this past weekend. So he was up there with all the Phillies people entertaining and having a good time. But he wishes he was here, because not only does he love BCWSA, that is a guy who really loves to hit a golf ball around.
Yes, it's always a great time here, especially on the charity golf outing.
And Tommy Green, man, he can hit that ball a long way. So do you guys have any other Philly connections? Sometimes there's like some Philly sports people who are going to be golfing in the charity outing for BCWSA.
I mean, I will definitely keep a lookout today. I haven't heard yet of anyone that will be here, but...
Like the Mickey Morandinis of the world, that type. Who knows who's going to pop up?
One can only hope.
Well, the director of Fun and Games for the Phillies, John Brazier, is here. He's going to be golfing in the BCWSA golf outing. And how many golfers total? I was hearing Ben Jones earlier, and he was like, man, we are sold out as far as golf is concerned.
We seriously, this year, I know as of 2 months ago, we were sold out of golfers. It is a full house today, and we are so beyond excited for how much money we are going to raise, how great of a day it's going to be with the food, the everything, the weather. It's going to be amazing.
Well, quite a bit of work goes into this event, putting it all together. Are you kind of at the tip of the spear in that regard? Who gets the credit from BCWSA to find the charities and coordinate the golfers and make sure everything is cool with Commonwealth and all those little details? Man, there's a lot of stuff.
Yes. Patrick Cleary has done a substantial amount of running the golf outing.
Oh, man, we got to give that guy credit.
He does amazing. Every year, and with his assistant Karen, who also does a great job, and Ben and his assistant Sarah, they all do amazing with running it and making such a great event that everyone looks forward to each year.
We're talking with Paige Walsh, an intern with BCWSA here on Upwards on WBCB. We're supporting the BCWSA golf outing. And the Bristol Borough Community Action Group, like I was saying, they have a WBCB connection. We have some Hall of Famers at WBCB, and some of those Hall of Famers deserve that status because of what they did at WBCB, their longevity, all the great shows that they hosted. And then there are others who get a Hall of Fame recognition, maybe because what they did after WBCB, used it as a stepping stone to become a great broadcaster. Maybe the Joe DeCameras of the world might fit into that category. But Jim Glagowski was both a Hall of Famer at WBCB,
amazing,
and then since has had a great radio career, but has continued to stay connected to the Bristol Borough area, and he's on the board of trustees. He's like a chairperson, or I don't know, what is he? He's like, he's the director of financial development, but he's in Houston, Texas.
Oh,
but he still
so
has
fun.
That local connection.
Yes.
And
that's so meaningful, especially being a part of WBCB and having that connection and being a legacy and also being a part of the charities, which grow such a big amount of money and how much we want to raise for them. And seriously, they have such a great cause.
Yeah, supporting worthy causes through some golf today.
Yes.
At Commonwealth National. Paige is with us. And, Jim was at WBCB years and years and years ago, but again, has still continued to be connected to the community. And the Bristol Borough Community Action Group, it's a food pantry, a food bank.
Yes.
And they accept donations both of food but also of cash, which is very important. And they have they were awarded, or they were given, a website called givebucks.org.
Yes, and I can go along with that, how you can go on that website, and they accept PayPal and I think direct card even too for donations.
Right.
And it's a great way to support such a great cause. And that is givebucks.org. And it's just a simple lookup and you can donate through there.
In 2023, 2024, they served over 7,000 local households in need of weekly nourishment. And this is one that is close to the WBCB community, Bristol Borough, and the Community Action Group. They've had their promotional ads and information about that group running on BCB for a long time because of our connection to Jim. So people listening probably are familiar with the Community Action Group, but they can donate at givebucks.org and also make donations. But it is really a great cause, and one that's, I don't know, easy to wrap your head around. Sometimes
yes.
These charities, it's a unique disease or it's something else that doesn't affect it. I mean, everybody
the
knows what it's
group.
Out to be hungry.
Yes. They've supported so many families, and especially being founded by pastors Helen and Jeff Fisher, a couple that founded this back in 1971, and it's been around for a good amount of time, and it's helped so many people. And seriously, it's so meaningful knowing that it started from a family. And we want to take a moment to remember Pastor Jeff Fisher, who has recently passed. And we are so grateful for his work with this cause and how many people he has helped throughout his life.
That's really an amazing legacy.
Yes.
And to think it goes all the way back to 1971. That's a ways back there. So today, getting some support from the golfers here and the charity efforts at Commonwealth National. So Paige, tell us a little bit about BCWSA really briefly.
My favorite topic.
We want to talk about the Bucks County Community Opportunity Council as well.
Yes.
So, but tell us about BCWSA. They're the ones hosting it, putting it all together.
Yes. BCWSA is a nonprofit, independently operated organization that has been serving communities since 1962, a good amount of time. Today, we rank among the largest water and wastewater service providers in Pennsylvania.
Wow, not to interrupt you, but 1962 is
yes.
even farther back
yes.
than 1971.
Yes.
I mean, you know,
and
do the math.
Yeah.
It's pretty
good amount of time.
Yes.
And delivering reliable service to over 100,000 homes and businesses, which good amount of people, good number,
right.
around Bucks County, and reaching approximately 525,000 residents throughout southeastern Pennsylvania, which we have developed such a large expansion and have helped such a large number of residents and households with clean water and water services.
We've talked with Ben Jones in the past about how where you guys are located or what areas you serve. Can you give us some idea of kind of the geography that BCWSA, again, helping with clean water and sewer service throughout the Bucks County and
yes.
greater Bucks County area?
As we are the Bucks County Water and Sewer, we
right.
do have a large amount throughout Bucks County,
of
throughout
course.
Those counties and areas. Yeah. But so throughout the time, we have expanded through all of southeastern Pennsylvania, which includes like New Hope and all those type of Lake Galena, all those.
Right.
And it has been so great serving all those communities and counties because we just love helping our residents and households.
Well, we appreciate your giving us a little bit of time, Paige.
Yeah.
Can you tell us how you got connected with BCWSA? Is this a summer internship program?
Yes, this is a summer internship program. I am a PR major at the University of Miami. I'm going into my junior year. I'm so excited to continue PR and media and eventually possibly go into broadcast media. And I am connected
That's
with
great.
BCWSA as...
Oh, hey. Yeah. Everybody's here.
As my father was a board member 20 years ago.
That's great. Well, again, supporting the Bucks County Opportunity Council and also the Bristol Borough Community Action Group, and their mission is to provide nutrition to those in need of nourishment, getting food out there to the
yes.
Bristol area, and their mission is also to increase their role as a resource center that can support clients' ability to be self-sufficient. So the idea you become a client of the community action group, and then you can get an opportunity to take access to the
yes.
food pantry and food bank.
And to bounce off of that, their powerful mission overall throughout the action group is to provide nutrition to those in need and to support their journey towards self-sufficiency, which I think is so powerful because there are so many people in the area who need that push for self-sufficiency, and
yeah.
the action group will always be there no matter what to help them through that, and especially with donations on givebucks.org, which everyone can go on and donate through. It's an easy click of a button, quickly put in PayPal, and you can donate to the group.
You can help to give a hand up instead
yes.
of just a hand
yes.
out through the community action group, and that givebucks.org, you can do one time and recurring donations, which is great. You can say, hey, each month I'll make
yes.
a donation, and you can put it on my card and work all that out on the website. A donation of any amount is greatly appreciated, and all the work that's going on here today through BCWSA, all the golfers, Commonwealth, it is great. You know, last year, one of the things that I brought up on the show was how much money is generated
every
year by
truly.
Golf outings. Not just this golf outing, but if you look at all the golf outings across mm-hmm. the country, it's like billions of dollars are generated for charities through people playing golf. And some of that, I don't know, Commonwealth donates, or, you know, the golf courses are helping out
yes.
and the charities benefit, and everybody, the communities also get enriched by
yes.
people playing golf.
It's so amazing, and especially a sport that everyone loves. It's golf. It's a great time. Get so many people here, so many players, full house today, and we are just so beyond confident we'll reach over $800,000 after these 22 years of supporting 39 amazing charities.
That is great. Well, I got to look up that number again, because it might have been like $1 trillion.
Like, it's a good
you look
amount.
At all of those golf events all across the nation, it's a staggering number
yes.
of fundraising dollars that go into these charities. So we appreciate all the efforts of everybody here today.
So amazing.
Thanks to Paige for joining us, talking
of
about
course.
BCWSA and the Bristol Borough Community Action Group. And again, you can give at givebucks.org.
Any donation counts.
That's right. And you can do the one-time or recurring donations. We are going to step aside here on Upwards and return with some more guests. I think we have somebody
yes.
from the Bucks County Opportunity
yes.
Council. We'll talk about
so
their work
excited.
And mission. And I don't know where we're going from there, but we're going to be back in a bit from Commonwealth National on WBCB.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Paige.
Head out to Dion Square, located at South Oxford Valley and South Olds Boulevard, to get all your essentials in one place, with the following businesses ready to serve you. Pat Dion Beverages, CVS Pharmacy, Hair Cuttery, Smile Culture Dental, Biomat, Liberty Auto Tags, Pennsylvania Fine Wine and Spirits, Lee's Hoagie House, R&J Smoothies and Juices, AutoZone, and First National Bank and Trust of Newtown. Make Dion Square your one stop for all your shopping needs at South Oxford Valley Road in South Olds Boulevard in Fairless Hills.
WBCB is now on your FM dial at 107.3, serving Bucks, Burlington, and Mercer counties since 1957. You can now listen to all your WBCB favorites crystal clear on 107.3 FM, a new age for WBCB on a new frequency, 107.3.
In your journey back to work, we understand the barriers you may face. We have a solution to bridge that gap. No matter your background, PA CareerLink staff are here to provide personalized assistance and help you thrive. Take the first step towards a new chapter in your career journey with PA CareerLink. Visit pacareerlink.pa.gov or your local PA CareerLink office today. Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Join Stephen Lawler the third Saturday of this month for Slobber Knocker Showdown. Listen as Stephen updates you on the world of wrestling from last week and takes your call at 215-949-3232. Slobber Knocker Showdown with Stephen Lawler the third Saturday of the month from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on 1490 WBCB and 107.3 FM, as well as heard around the world at WBCB1490.com.
All right, welcome back to Commonwealth National. They have let me out of the WBCB studios, and I have run amok. Actually, I've run into a great
charitable event and a tradition now at WBCB for us to support what goes on at the BCWSA golf outing, whether at Makefield Highlands or here at Commonwealth National. And every year they support a couple of charities. We were talking about the Bristol Borough Community Action Group, their food pantry, and your ability to give through givebucks.org with Paige, and the work that goes on at BCWSA. And now we'll talk to the Bucks County Opportunity Council and hear about their mission. We have Joe Quozzo and Aaron Lucas with us. Hey, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you.
Aaron is the CEO and Joe, the Director of Development.
Thanks for having us.
Welcome, guys. Joe, you're going to be golfing today?
Correct.
All right. Are you hydrating right now?
Yep.
Make sure you get your electrolytes.
Yep. I'm all good to go.
And Aaron, you're here to talk a little bit about BCOC.
Yes.
A couple of months ago, I had Danielle Bush join me on Upwards, and she talked about the free tax prep that you guys are able to provide for people in the area. It was great to get that information out. Hopefully some of our listeners were able to take advantage of that. But that's one of, Joe was telling me, five different programs that you guys kind of embark on or take you through the year.
Yes.
Well, kind of go through those five programs. We'll count them down on one hand. The tax prep is one of them.
The tax program is one. That is VITA, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. Mm-hmm. I am certain that some of your listeners did come to us because we helped over 1,500 families this past year.
That's great.
That is a totally free tax preparation program and helps people get the refunds that are owed to them, get tax credits, and saves them fees because it's a completely free program. So usually that puts about $2.5 million back into the local economy between those three things. The second program is weatherization. That's our home energy conservation program. We go out to people's homes, do an energy audit, and then bring in contractors to shore up the home, conserve energy. We look for places where air leaks out or hot air leaks in or cold air leaks in so that we can keep the home more affordable for seniors or low-income individuals who are homeowners and or renters.
Right.
Great program.
Now, is that's a needs-based program? I want to have you guys come out to the house and do the energy audit. That really is a great opportunity for people, again, to cut down on your electric bill or whatever, your gas bill, whatever.
It is. It's such an awesome economic development program, too, because not only are we saving the homeowner on, you know, their energy bills, their annual energy bills, but we are also employing many, many subcontractors, HVAC people, chimney, plumbers, all different types of contractors that are going out to help shore up the home. And so it's a really great program that way. It is needs-based, so it is 200% of the federal poverty income guideline or lower. But PICO also does a program for people that are not low income.
Well, so the tax prep, the weatherization.
Yes. Third, we are the lead food agency for the county. So we distribute about 3.3 million pounds of food. Bristol Community Action Food Pantry is one of our pantries, one of our contracted pantries that we distribute food to. But
it's like the synergy. Everything's coming together.
It is. It is. They're one of our contracted pantries. But we have about 70 pantries that we contract with, distributing food all throughout Bucks County. We also, in partnership with the United Way, St. Mary Medical Center, Rolling Harvest Food Rescue and Philabundance do a program called Fresh Connect that is a fresh produce market that we distribute food out every single week, three or four times a week, all throughout the county. We give about 15 to 20 pounds of fresh produce to people, they can come. That's a little bit of a higher income threshold, up to 300% of the federal poverty guideline. But it is an incredible program, great partnership, everybody working together to get food out to people, but not just food, quality food.
I mean, these five things, like, they're not small things. Tax preparation, again, bringing money back into the community, mm-hmm. weatherization, food.
Yep. Housing. Our fourth thing is housing. So we're one of the lead providers of homeless services and eviction prevention in the county. We're part of a collaboration called the Housing Link that brings multiple providers together, all to address homelessness or housing insecurity in our county. BCOC and our partners serve thousands of people every year that are facing eviction, maybe don't have a place to stay, maybe they need help preventing the eviction or moving into secure housing. So we do a lot to try and reduce homelessness in the county, but also help people find the best path forward for their family.
Again, kind of giving a hand up to people through some of these programs. All right,
most,
so we got four of the five.
Four
now.
Of the five, and most... Most people that we are serving, the majority of the people that we're serving are working. They are just paycheck to paycheck, struggling. Maybe something happened, and so they're, you know, they've fallen behind or they've fallen on hard times, and we help to fill in that gap to help people continue to move forward.
Medical bills pop up, and that yeah. can totally derail the whole budgeting and all of that stuff.
Exactly.
It's easy, I think, for people to imagine just with missing a few paychecks, how they also could need some of these very important services. I think we started with maybe the least important, the tax prep. It's important, I guess, for, again, bringing those refunds back in. But the weatherization, the food, the housing, really critical issues. Or what is the fifth one that you guys help with?
So the fifth is really our mission and our cornerstone program, which is economic self-sufficiency. It's there are several programs underneath that economic mobility umbrella, but economic self-sufficiency is helping people achieve their highest level of self-sufficiency through education and employment. So we help connect people to educational opportunities at Bucks County Community College or other universities, tech schools, apprenticeship programs, all different types of things where we're just helping people.
That stuff's expensive.
It's expensive.
I mean, that's great. So is it help with tuition and those types of?
It can be, but often, and it is help with tuition, but often there's a lot of help for tuition or, you know, but not necessarily for the non-credit programs, but more so it's the support that's needed so people can take or accept those opportunities. So maybe they need help with transportation. Maybe they need help with
health,
books,
daycare. Right.
Maybe they need help paying for their housing while they go to a program because they're not able to work. Some of the programs require their full-time attention. And so we try to help put those supports in place so that people can accept those opportunities. Lots of opportunity out there in Bucks County, but we're trying to help people accept those opportunities, put those supports in place so they can grab them.
So Joe, as director of development, which of those five things really calls to you? Are there a couple of those things that...
You better say all of them.
Really, really motivate you. Well, I want them to say, at least say something. one or the other speaks to.
I think what speaks to everybody is the economic self-sufficiency program. You know, we've all experienced times in our lives where we've needed help in some way. Maybe it was an uncle, maybe it was a parent, maybe it was somebody else, maybe it was a professor or a teacher, and so the economic self-sufficiency coach works as that person here at the Opportunity Council to make sure that those clients in the economic self-sufficiency program are moving forward, or if they have an issue, oh, I ran out of gas, maybe we can give them a gas card, or, you know, I ran out of, you know, food this week, okay, well, then there's a Fresh Connect in Bristol, or there's one in Warminster on Tuesday, or you can go to one of these pantries that can help. So the economic self-sufficiency coach really serves as that guide to our clients to make a difference. The other ones, I guess, that really speak to me are both housing and food, you know, as well, because, you know, those are core things that all of us need.
We need
a roof over our heads. We need a food to eat. We need food to eat, and then we need, you know, opportunity to live and make money and to support our families and all of those things that, take for granted a little bit sometimes in the United States, in Bucks County, in a county that is so affluent. You ever think everybody has the same opportunity? Well, not necessarily. Depending on where your parents were from or your family was from or things like that, you don't necessarily have the same opportunities. So we like to be able to provide those opportunities. 40% of our budget comes from private resources, individuals, companies, events like this, golf outing. And so the public in Bucks County plays a big role in making a difference for our friends and neighbors.
Yeah, let's get to the money element. Private donations, charitable causes, like the event that we're at here at Commonwealth National through BCWSA. How does the puzzle get put together as the director of development to support all of these essential programs? I would imagine that it's a lot of people pulling on the same rope in the same direction.
Correct.
Private and public partnerships.
Sure. We get support from, individuals, right through our website or, checks in the mail at, website is bcoc.org.
Yeah,
There's an easy button to click on there. We have plenty of companies, like some of the companies that are here today, that support us and support our economic self-sufficiency program or our food program or our housing program. So, resources from private foundations as well throughout the Philadelphia community and actually throughout the United States. So we have a pretty diverse group of donors that make a true difference.
Yeah, can you guys share some of the success stories that you have been able to experience and witness as part of the BCOC? And I imagine there's
one of the
A number of different, interactions that you guys could point to that kind of continue to fuel you and motivate your work in this field.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Joe. I know you had something to say.
One of them that sticks to my mind is an economic self-sufficiency graduate named Anna, and she was a graduate back during the pandemic.
2020.
Those times.
So the story.
Virtual. We did a virtual graduation.
So, during the celebration, we had to do it virtually of all the graduates, but told of her story, how she struggled as a single mom. The lights were going to be shut off in her apartment. She was going to be evicted. She worked with one of our coaches, Mary, to get back on her feet through the process. She became self-sufficient. She was extremely proud that she could then, show her children that they could be self-sufficient. And then for the last 2 years now, the company that she works for, and I wish I could remember it, she has brought her company to volunteer to our Fresh Connect program.
Kind of pay
in
it
Bristol.
Forward.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
And, talks about how important it is for her to pay it forward, to show her kids to pay it forward as well. So that's one story that we've recently heard about in the last year or so that's made a big mark on me anyway.
Yeah, there are so many stories. And real quick, just a little bit about me is that I started at BCOC as a coach. So as someone who worked with clients in the self-sufficiency program and helped them move forward. I did. Yeah, I had a case load and helped people achieve their goals and achieve their dreams. And so some of my own graduates, some of the people that I worked with stick out most with me, but we've helped over 400 families graduate that program and achieve their goals. And many more have achieved levels along the way. But, you know, someone who always stands out with me is one of my graduates. Her name was Chrissy. And Chrissy was a person who came from generational poverty. No one in her family had ever, quote, made it out. No one had ever moved out of extreme poverty, I would say. Her family, her mom, her siblings, everyone was in a really tough situation. And she honestly never saw any ability to move beyond that. And one of the things that our coaches do is they start to talk to people about the future, about planning for the future. And when you're living in poverty, you can't really think that way. You're thinking day to day, minute to minute, let me just get by, let me just get through this. And when you start to ask people, what is their dream? What do they want to do with their life? And when I had this conversation, this person had come, Chrissy had come to me for rental assistance. Just help me pay this month's rent. And I did that, and then I started talking to her about what else. What else could we do? And she said, I have always wanted to be a nurse. I'm a caregiver. I'm someone who cares for people, and that's what I've always wanted to do, but that will never happen. And I said, why can't it happen? Let's try. Let's start. And so we started with helping her become a CNA, a certified nursing aide, and then we moved on to an LPN, a licensed practical nurse, and we helped support her through a nursing program. She became a nurse. She passed her boards. Something so simple as, like, just having that cheerleader, that person behind you who can see that you can do this. You and believe in you. I believed in her, and she came back to me, showed me her award, and said, you know, I don't know that I would be where I am. She's a registered nurse today. Her children have gone to college. Just breaking that cycle of generational poverty is something that I would say we are very, very proud of, but also know that that can be done if the support that someone needs, not a cookie cutter, this is, you know, a scripted, everybody needs the same thing. It's listening to what people need, putting those supports in place, and then helping them launch. Honestly, that's what we do.
So folks out there that might be listening and saying to themselves, like, I could use this type of hand up and a little help with some different things. How do they get into the program? What's that process like? And do you have a certain client list that people would wait? Is there a waiting list or...
So I wouldn't say there's a waiting list. It's very, very straightforward to start the process. Through our website, there is a real brief application. Just tell us a little bit about yourself and what you want to do.
Again, bcoc.org. So you get the application there.
Get the application, goes right to our ES manager. She reviews it. She'll give you a call, start talking to you about what are your goals, what do you want to do, and how can we help you do that, and then put you in touch with a coach. And then the coach will start that process, bring person in, start talking with them, and try to create the plan with them to move forward.
And Joe, how long does all that take? Once the application is in, is there kind of a timeline there?
Well, I mean, it usually takes a couple of months once they get into the program.
Right.
But from start to, say, finish when they graduate out of poverty, usually takes about 3 years, about 39 months on average. Now, obviously, because everybody's different, some people may move quicker through the program.
Yeah.
Others may take a little bit longer. But on average, it's about 3 years from somebody start to finish.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, more information, bcoc.org. For folks that would just want to pick up a telephone, a number they could call?
215-345-8175.
I'm putting people on the spot. Sometimes
these
days,
I remembered our phone
number. Nobody knows the phone number. Everybody knows the website, bcoc.org. That's easy, and everybody's got that. But sometimes you think, well, I never call my own number. I don't know what the number is. But can you repeat it again for us? Oh, wait, I think I have it here. 215-345-8175.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Important to note, we have offices throughout the county. So whether you're in Quakertown, Doylestown or Bristol or any of the surrounding areas to those offices. We have sites everywhere. So coaches, people that can address housing, can address weatherization, can address economic self-sufficiency, any of the programs we offer are offered in all of our sites.
All right, I just have to satisfy my own curiosity. People who are in recovery, is that also a group that you guys are able to reach out to and able to serve folks that are getting sober and that you're going through that process?
Absolutely.
I would think there's a kind of a connection there.
There are. I will tell you that we are full of second, third, and fourth chances at BCOC. When someone, you know, is ready to make a change, we want to be there to help them. And so someone getting sober is a reason for us to celebrate and start working with them on what those future goals are.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us here for a little bit on WBCB, talking about the Bucks County Opportunity Council. Joe, anything that we did not mention that we got to make
yeah,
sure
the
to
one,
share?
I guess the one big thing that we yeah. have to mention is that we're 60 years old this year, so we're having a big celebration this fall to highlight, you know, the amazing work that we've done here in the county for those 60 years.
Hey,
you know, we're taking
party.
The vision. Yeah, exactly. We're having a big party at the Rosebank Winery on November 14th in the evening. So we're going to, you know, talk about how we've changed Bucks County for good. We're talking about how we've, as an organization, been changed for good by all the support that we've gotten, both from the public sector and the private sector. So we are fulfilling, you know, President Johnson's mission. His war on poverty was when the Opportunity Council started back in the 60s. So we work every day to live that mission. And we're going to have a big celebration on November 14th. And so you can also check that information out at bcocevents.org. We have a separate website for that event, but you can get to it through bcoc.org as well.
All right. So that sounds like an exciting event to look forward to. And, good luck with the celebration and
Thank you.
Work that you guys continue to do to help support our community, our neighbors, and those that live right here in Bucks County, the
yeah.
Bucks County Opportunity Council.
Yeah, last year we served over 50,000 of our Bucks County residents, and we're probably on track to do the same again this year.
Yeah. Thank you to the Bucks County Water and Sewer Authority for this awesome, awesome event. We are so excited to be selected as one of the charities today.
Yeah, did you guys lobby them or?
No, it was such a surprise. I would say it was such a surprise.
I'd say it's about time.
Yeah, it's about time. No, we honestly were so honored and excited to be selected.
Well, I have to say that the two organizations that are in the spotlight or getting benefited by the golfers and all the events here at Commonwealth, I think are two really, really worthy causes. The Bristol Borough Community Action Group, as I was telling Paige, we have a connection on BCB with them, and we've been talking about them for many, many years. But the Bucks County Opportunity Council, I think a lot of really good work going on behind the scenes that people don't necessarily know about. So we appreciate highlighting some of that stuff
today.
Thank
you for helping us get the word out.
Yeah, you got it. All right, we're going to step aside, and we will return here with more Upwards on WBCB.
Hi, this is Mayor Jeff Martin of Hamilton Township, inviting you to tune in to our monthly radio show, This Month in Hamilton. Video stream live the fourth Tuesday of every month at 10 a.m., at WBCB1490.com. We will be featuring various guests from Hamilton Township to keep you up to date on what's going on in Hamilton.
By the time you're done listening to this ad, nearly a dump truck's worth of plastic will have made it into the ocean. Plastic has become a useful part of our everyday lives, but it's polluting the air, water, and soil that all life needs to survive. This is a human problem that can be solved with human action, but it's going to take all of us, from individuals to businesses to governments and everyone in between. Help create a cleaner future for both people and nature. Visit wwf.earth/plastics.
You won't see termites crawling across your floor, but thousands might be devouring the wood in your walls, weakening the structure of your home. For over 50 years, Termite Proofing and Pest Control of the Delaware Valley has been in the exterminating business. If you think you have a pest problem, they're the experts. Call them today at 215-639-5455. That's 215-639-5455 for TPPC. Termite Proofing and Pest Control of the Delaware Valley gives your home or business peace of mind, knowing your pest problem is in their hands. Located at 1560 Bristol Pike in Bensalem, they use only EPA-approved material applied by licensed technicians. Call Termite Proofing and Pest Control of the Delaware Valley at 215-639-5455.
Do you feel the need for speed and are a car racing fan? Then tune in every Thursday morning at 9:30 a.m. for the Need for Speed Auto Show, hosted by me, America's mechanic, Fred Fletcher. Everything you want to know about our local tracks and races to the NASCAR scene, as well as our area car shows and cruise nights. Brought to you by Fletcher's Garage in Fairless Hills and heard every Thursday morning at 9:30 on WBCB 1490 AM, 107.3 FM, and throughout the world at WBCB1490.com.
Back here at Commonwealth National, and I'm joined now by the director of Fun and Games for the Phillies and the host of the Bull Session and the Baseball Insiders here on WBCB, John Brazier.
Chris, how are you?
What's up, John?
Long time no see. Didn't I see you just about 24 hours ago?
Yeah, and we're going to be getting together later for the Bull Session.
In 5.5 hours, yeah.
Where's that show?
We're doing at Parks Casino at Chickies and Pete's in Bensalem, PA, and we got Larry Boa. So I love having Larry Boa, one of the you go around baseball and you talk to see who is the I would say, like, who is the smartest baseball guy, and you've talked to anybody around the country, not just Philadelphia, and a lot of them point to Larry Boa as a wealth of knowledge. So if you want to talk real inside baseball, Larry's your man. So we'll have a lot of good conversation. We'll talk about his career and the fact that he I love bringing up the story that he never played baseball in high school. Got cut every year, and played at a junior college in Sacramento. Philly sent a scout to go see him because we heard about this spunky kid, and we knew at that point you draft, the drafts I think went like 60 rounds, and so the scout went out to see him, and he came back, and the GM said, "How'd he do?" He said, "Well, he got kicked out of both games of the doubleheader." He's like, "So you didn't see him?" He's like, "No." He's like, and they still drafted him. I guess it. And then his first minor league game, he struck out 4 times. And, and then he was down in the dumps thinking, I didn't play high school ball. What am I here doing trying to play professional baseball? And then the coach told him that, don't worry about it, son. That supposedly that guy is going to be a future Hall of Famer. His name's Nolan Ryan. So stuff like that. Larry Boa has tons of great stories.
Yeah, that is a tough way to get introduced to pro baseball, facing Nolan Ryan.
Right.
Well, talking with John Brazier here, you're playing some golf today. Going to be a little warm out there. Are you getting your hydration going?
Yep. We'll have plenty of water out there. But I haven't played this course in a while. I'm looking forward to it. When I pulled up, I saw it's pretty narrow. And I'm playing with Lee Alexander, and I'm playing with Matt Miro. I like to bomb it, but I'm not exactly very accurate. So I'm not seeing the wide open fairways that allows me to avoid trouble, but we'll see.
All right, so we're here to support a couple of charities. I mentioned earlier in the show the mind-boggling number that I looked up last time I was at Commonwealth about the total money generated through golf outings across the country, but it's billions or trillions of dollars that is generated. So today, helping out the Bristol Borough Community Action Group and the Bucks County Community Opportunity Council. But the Phillies also have some charitable causes that they continue or consistently get behind every year. And here on Upwards, we like to lift up the groups that are helping out charities and important causes, and the Phillies, especially like the Darren Dalton Foundation is one that I know a lot of those former Phillies, the 93 guys, have really rallied behind.
Yeah, we have Phillies Charities, which is an umbrella, our charity, and we basically raise funds throughout the year. We do, gift bags throughout the year where fans can come and pay X amount of money for a gift bag, and you don't know, a mystery bag. You might get a Kyle Schwarber autograph. You might get a Mike Schmidt autograph. and little things like that. And then we donate tons of things to various charities. But the monies we raise, what we then do is we have a big dinner at the end of the year, and we give out grants to charities. We have a board, and we decide, you know, which of these local charities are going to get a $10,000 grant,
right?
Something like that. Also, we are big. We've always been big in ALS. You know, we have an ALS night every year where a lot of our money, 50-50 and everything else, goes towards the ALS chapter of Philadelphia. You know, we're very, you know, that's been one of our most well-known ones. But again, we donate to a lot of different programs, Boys and Girls Clubs. Our players get involved in a lot of individual charities. You know, Kyle Schwarber does a first responder charity. We get behind their individual charity. So we are, you know, very proud of what we do in the community.
Yeah, pretty fun day to come out to Commonwealth and play a little golf and stuff. But I'm always impressed with the former Phillies, professional athletes who will give their time and come out here. I mean, I was telling Paige that I know Tommy Green is
He would be here, but he's in New York. He was in New York, and he just became a grandfather.
Oh, wow.
He did. His son Seth had a baby girl.
Hey,
Evangeline.
Congratulations.
Yep. So, so he would be here, but again, he's coming back from New York and visiting his granddaughter.
But, I mean, the former Phillies guys, they give up their time.
Yep. Milt Thompson, Mickey Morandini, you see Dickie Knowles, you see Ben Davis, you see a lot of former players coming out here.
Well, John, have a great day out there on the course. I want to thank you for joining us just for a little bit. I wanted to lift up Phillies charities
sure.
and the work that you guys do, and look forward to tonight with Larry Boa. Hopefully he can keep his temper in check.
And if I can plug something real quick, too, that,
yeah.
As you know, I do a podcast, Backstage, We're Going to Frazier.
Oh, no.
On Wednesday, we are releasing
the Jason Kelsey interview. Yeah, I've heard so much about this show. I'm like, come on. I didn't think you were going to do that to me.
Oh, I got to do it. Yeah.
That's great. Is it Brazier and Burgoyne?
It's Backstage, Burgoyne and Brazier. Somehow I got second billing, but I'm going to talk to my agent on that one. But yes, on Wednesday sometime, probably in the afternoon or late morning, we will release that. So
yeah, we can only promote BCB shows here.
Well, it's the Phillies, and we're talking, you know.
Hey, we are your spot on the radio dial for Phillies baseball.
There you go.
So,
see?
All right, you're right.
There you have it.
John Brazier is right again. Well, thanks again, John, for checking in, and you know, all the great work that goes on here at Commonwealth. We appreciate being a small part of it here at WBCB, and I'll catch you later on at Parks.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how well Matt Miro and Lee Alexander can bomb the ball.
We'll want a full report later tonight.
Full report. You got it.
All right, Chris. John, take care. All right, that'll do it for our Commonwealth National BCWSA golf outing. Thanks to Paige Walsh, who joined us, an intern with BCWSA, to Joe Quozo and Aaron Lucas from the Bucks County Opportunity Council, and to John Brazier, the director of fun and games for the Phillies, talking a little bit about Phillies charities and about how they benefit the community with those grants. All right, well, hopefully we'll be back here next year. Everybody's going to have a great day playing golf and raising some money for a couple of important causes. And bcoc.org, the website for the Bucks County Opportunity Council, and for the food bank, givebucks.org, an opportunity to make donations through the website there. All right, yeah, we'll be back with more Upwards here on BCB.
Opportunity to make a difference. And before we step aside, want to thank all of our guests and also let you know, coming up today, we've got the afternoon show with Stephen Lawler. Steve with us from 2 until 4. We've got the best of Blavitt, Geeter Gold Radio from 4 to 5. Glenn Jones with us, Jonesy, and the Glenn Jones Radio Experience every Thursday and Friday from 5 to 6. So Jonesy going to mix up the music at 5 o'clock, and no Phillies tonight. The Phillies with a night off, but Stephen Lawler going to mix in a little Philly sports talk because the Phillies making some moves. Unfortunately, they drop a series to the White Sox. What? Come on. That was kind of a bummer, but they got to bounce back, and now they got some additional weapons with which to do battle here as we try to get into the playoffs and you know, everybody's assuming that the playoffs are a foregone conclusion, but Phillies still with some work in front of them. We're your spot on the radio dial for Phillies baseball. And, yeah, Phillies with a night off. Steve going to be chit-chatting about all things Philly sports and mixing up the music here in just a little bit. Thanks for being with us for Upwards on WBCB. We'll catch you next.